From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Brazil has fascinated black Americans for decades. And if the rise in numbers of Brazilians, including Afro-Brazilians, coming to the United States is any indication, the interest goes both ways. More on that in a moment. But first, we visit Greater Boston, which has the second largest Brazilian immigrant community in the United States. Over the past two decades, Brazilians have legally and illegally flocked to Boston to be near family and friends. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerov has this snapshot of the Brazilian community.
In parts of the Brighton neighborhood of Boston, you'd think you were in Rio de Janeiro. At the corner store, you can buy Brazilian music, food, and shampoo. Valdemar Silva has lived in the Boston area for 20 years. He comes here every day to buy cheese, meat, or candy. Silva says America is a land of opportunity for all, which is why he snuck into the country 20 years ago. Now he has a green card and works in construction. Opportunity has brought more than 230,000 Brazilians to Massachusetts since the early 1980s. That's according to the Brazilian Immigrant Center, a social service agency in Boston. Fausto de Rocha directs the center. He says the majority of Brazilians came without visas or overstayed them. The biggest cluster is in Greater Boston, and he says however they got here, Brazilians are having a big impact on the city.
In the last 20 years, we have like over 800 small businesses, formal. And the way we see our community looks like in the next 15, 20 years, we're going to be the major powerful community in Boston.
A study by the center found about a third of Brazilians in the state have a college degree. But most are working in jobs that don't require one, such as house cleaning, where Brazilians dominate. De Rocha says Brazilians are used to discrimination by class in Brazil, and they're familiar with U.S. history, so they expect discrimination by color here. But recently, according to De Rocha, Brazilians who came or stayed illegally are facing discrimination by immigration status.
If you're illegal, you don't want you here, but because you don't speak his English or because you're immigrants, you look poor. A lot of people don't like that.
De Rocha says Brazilian immigrants tend to divide along class lines. The legal ones are more educated, wealthier, and usually light-skinned, such as Tony Angelo. He came to Boston on a student visa and now has a work permit.
I came about 2 years ago to learn some English and work a little bit, save some money to go back to Brazil and continue my studying. I was studying electrical engineering.
De Rocha says, in contrast, Brazilians who came illegally are usually darker-skinned and working in odd jobs that don't require social security numbers. Roberto works in construction.
A primeira ideia é que a saudade que a gente tem do Brasil é muito grande.
Roberto says at first he came only to make money and go home, but now he wants to stay because he says life is better here. Roberto asked us not to use his real name because he fears deportation. He paid $12,000 to smugglers who brought him in over the Mexican border. Roberto is not unusual. Once here, Brazilians tend to stay. Clayton Ferrara, who came legally to go to college, says Boston is a welcoming city.
Well, I like the Bostonians. I think they are good people. They accept differences, and they are very diverse. Like every country that comes, I think they will like accept the difference.
Brazilians do complain about Boston's cold weather. Fausto de Rocha of the Brazilian Immigrant Center says while they can't do much about the weather, they are sharing some of the warmth of their culture.
If you go on the train or on the bus, the people don't talk to each other. We bring that part for our culture. Doesn't matter who you are, we start talking.
And that, he says, builds bridges. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.